Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Messages about going outside your comfort zone when it comes to business and work. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Soul-Led Living. Okay, this might not seem like a business episode, but it's actually business slash job. It has to do with work. It has to do with, and I feel like we're getting to a place that we don't even have to call it work anymore. It could be your creative projects. It's this thing that you're doing for your livelihood, but in a way that feels more true and honest for you. And I was sitting and receiving the messages, the first thing, it was like your business or your work, or I don't know, it's like this part of you that is about your purpose, really. Like, it's like what you're here to do came forward and was like, if you thought 2026 was going to be the year of staying in your comfort zone, you're wrong. Like, you're just not going to get through 2026 without going outside your comfort zone. It's not the year to work harder. It's the year to work different. And that's why these messages wanted to come through. I think this is a great one for my business girlies to send to your friends that are in jobs, because there's something for people in jobs in this one specifically, which I feel like we haven't always tapped into. So it's not just business, it's also job. All right, guys, let's get into our five messages. Message number one, if you are bored at work or in your business, it's because you are not going outside your comfort zone. I want you to take a minute to be very honest about your feelings of boredom, right? Like, and it's so funny, sometimes we're so afraid to feel bored that we mask it with other things. Like, we might say, a lot of times we say we're tired, but we're actually not tired. We're like super freaking bored. My mom is like really funny. She can explain her emotions, but she chooses like what emotions she wants to feel. So growing up, she would always be like, I'm not sad, Nikki. Cause I'll be like, I know, I get it, Mom, you're sad. And she'll be like, I am not sad, Nikki. I am mad. And it's like, God forbid she feels sad, she would cover it up with mad over feeling sad. So that's when I really learned, I was like, oh, how funny. We do this funny thing where like we choose the emotions. And sometimes like if there's an emotion that's hard to like work with, we'll just like put another emotion, but that sucks because then you can never get to the core. So if you're like, man, why am I so tired or even burnt out? It's actually not your, like, I would really explore that feeling, because I have a feeling that it's actually not that. It's like more of like a drained feeling because I'm freaking bored because nothing is exciting me anymore. And you might even be covering it up with like, I'm anxious because I'm super poor, like my business isn't making money. And I would actually be like, is that the truth? Or like, is the core of it truly that like this thing you're making is like not fun and you're bored with it? And that the medicine to that and the solution to that is to go outside your comfort zone. So think about like some of these things that you're feeling, even though they're so difficult to feel, right? Feeling drained, feeling tired, feeling, you know, overworked or whatever, is a really hard feeling to feel. But believe it or not, you're preferring that feeling over the feeling of going outside your comfort zone. So there's a purpose to what you're feeling and kind of like how you're running things, because it's hiding you from going outside your comfort zone. So you kind of had to put both of them in front of you and be like, okay, am I done with being bored? Am I done with being tired? And maybe, you know, going outside my comfort zone is looking a little bit better these days. And if that's like all I need to do to get out of this, then let's do it. You know, because sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so broke, I'm so tired, I'm whatever, I wish this would go away. And then God is like, yeah, it can go away, but you got to go outside your comfort zone. And so there is a medicine, there is a solution. Ball's in your court. Are you willing to take it? Are you willing to go outside your comfort zone? And that was the first message we got. So in that message, I was getting that your work, your business, there's so much in here that is untapped. You know, are any of you guys parents and like, you know, it's a boring Sunday, but you don't feel like leaving the house. You're like, you know what? I don't don't feel like taking these kids out again. Like, they have all these toys. They have all these things in their house. Like, can't they just, like, figure it out and, you know, like, entertain themselves? There's, and you're thinking to yourself, like, there's all these toys. I have all these coloring books. There's just so much in this house. But yet they say they're bored, right? And you're kind of the same thing right now. Like, there is all this material, right? Whether it's in your industry, in your business, in your job, in your sector, there are so many toys. There's paintbrushes and colors and just all of these different things, but you don't have the creativity or the curiosity the same way our kids don't have it sometimes, and they just want to be on the iPad. We don't have, like, the creativity or the curiosity to do something different. So we have to go into that untapped energy and really, like, think about, like, seriously, that's the best metaphor. Like, think about the child that just wants to play the iPad because it's easier and it catches your attention. And I think the equivalent to us is, like, maybe it's like, well, I just want to grow a following on Instagram and it hasn't happened. And it's like, there is so much more than a following on Instagram, right? It's the equivalent to that room full of toys and wonder. And we need to tap it back into that place. So that might come from, it feels like it's in your industry. So that might come from having fun in your industry, like maybe reading some publications to see, like, what is happening in the industry, right? The other day, Benny, I've told you guys that Benny, my husband's working on this new project. It's in, like, the construction world, and he shows me, like, the new technology. Hadn't seen it in person, and he, like, shows it to me, and he's like, look, Nikki, this is the future. And I was like, said like an Aquarius. And I was like, you know, I see it, Benny. I get it, man. I totally see it. And, you know, he could have stayed in his industry and been bored and be like, yeah, we do drywall, we do this, blah, blah, blah. But no, he, like, went and he was really curious about what else is there out there. And of course, he attracted this, like, new information. And he is right. It is the future of his industry. And now it has brought him new excitement, right? There's a ton of unknown in it, but it's exciting. And even the people he's talking to are excited about it. So the boredom is gone because he has looked into what's possible in the industry. So that would be, like, the first guidance from message number one. Message number two, go where the land is more open and more fertile. This is not a failure. This is expansion. Let me explain. This message to me tells me, like, go outside of what is currently very congested. So, like, there might be something in your space, in your business, in your industry that's very saturated, right? And you keep trying to be a voice in, like, this saturated place. It's saying, like, it's okay to go outside of that saturated place and go where your voice is more heard, or where, like, your product or, like, your idea is more heard. I think this also means, like, maybe if you are kind of, like, completely starting a new business, perhaps there are some markets that are more saturated than others, and it's, like, okay to go into the other ones. So examples for this, in this for me is, we have been obviously always trying to grow on Instagram. That's, like, our main home when it comes to social. And recently, I think we've always had, Sophie, like, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure we've always had our Facebook and our Instagram connected when you post on Instagram. But, you know, for some weird reason, we are taking off on Facebook, and we never put effort into Facebook. But we are having, like, such a crazy, like, new, like, resurgence, I guess is what you would say, in Facebook. And it kind of annoyed me for a while because I was like, this is so annoying. These Facebook people, like, the comments they say are wild. And I'm like, my ego wants to grow on Instagram. It doesn't want to grow on an old platform that my mom hangs out on. You know, that's what my ego is saying. But after a while, you know, it just kept happening. And Sophie was like, listen, I'm not mad at it. She's like, and we started talking about, Kat and I recently went to London and we went to go see a teacher live. And listen, a lot of his audience was older, you know, and they were a beautiful audience and they're probably on Facebook. And there is nothing wrong with that. It's probably not what I had planned. It's not what I thought, where I thought I was going to expand. And it's not the only place that I'm going to expand, but it is okay that the land is a little bit more open. It's a little bit more fertile there. My voice is a little more heard there, and that is okay. That is not giving up on Instagram or like whatever I thought I was going to do when I grow on Instagram. That is just being open to the expansion and going outside of that comfort zone. You know, when we moved from Miami to Western North Carolina, there were many reasons as to why we moved. But as two entrepreneurs, Benny and I looked at ourselves and we said, Miami is very saturated right now. The opportunity is becoming like less and less and less. And for me, it didn't matter as much because my work is global, but Benny's business was very local. And we were like, there are places with more opportunity. And when our families came from Cuba and settled in Miami, there was a ton of opportunities, right? Like Cubans built so much of Miami and that was fun for them. And we still have that in our blood too. Like we're still conquistadors at the end of the day. Our Spanish blood runs deep, you know? And we wanted to go to like new places and see like what the new opportunity is like somewhere else. So that choice was also a very much of a choice of like wider fields and I mean literally more land, right? But wider opportunity. And at first it doesn't look so cool, right? Like when I first did it, everybody was like, why? Miami's just popping right now. Like, why would you leave? But of course now as friends come, they're all like, oh my gosh, like this place is growing. Like, you know, we see why you saw this a few years ago. So it's like, that's, you know, like that's the message. Like, it's not like I, you know, I'm giving up because I can't afford living in Miami or like I wasn't going to make it in Miami or, you know, how many of you have like moved from New York or moved from California? It's not about like, I'm not going to make it in those places. It's about like really seeing the future, going outside that comfort zone, seeing it before and going for the opportunity, even though there's a lot of unknown, even though it's new. So your business is really asking or your job is asking you to like, look into these other places that might not be much now, but you can tell they're going to be something later. And even if it looks a little weird now, right? And we've all done that. I think like when a new platform comes out, people try to jump on that. But if you're having a feeling about something, about a platform, about a part of your industry, like a place where you're going to move to, this is definitely some confirmation about that. Hey there, friends. Allow me to quickly interrupt our podcast to let you know that my signature intuition training program, Soul Reading Method, is now open for registration. Yay! This is a great program for anyone feeling like they have intuition but can't always count on it. Or if you're looking to understand yourself at a soul level, this is for you. In the program, we're going to learn a ton of intuition techniques like reading energy, connecting with your higher self, reading timelines, predictions, and accessing the Akashic records. At the end of the program, you'll be certified as a soul reader who can perform a full soul reading, which is my signature reading that people love so much. And the reason people love them is because I'm reading the soul. And that is my hope for you at the end of SRM, that you can understand your soul and where it's trying to take you. We will meet once a week for 6 weeks to go over the techniques. I'll answer questions and practice with you. And in addition to our weekly live meeting, you'll have two practice circles per week with our teachers, Beck and Sean, which is a crowd favorite. After you graduate, the fun continues in the Clarity app where we hold monthly intuition circles just for graduates. So this is like your way to keep together and keep practicing and keep in touch. It's truly a beautiful community and transformative experience. If this calls you, please grab your seat as spots are filling up. And if you're still on the fence, join our free Instagram live series that's going on for the next 2 weeks titled Intuition for Real Life. Details to join are below in the show notes. Can't wait to see you there. Message number 3. If there's anything in your business or in your career that feels slow, that's taking too long, there's a fear there. And that fear is being asked to be seen at this point. It's like, shine the light on me. Like, the only reason things are delaying, the only reason things are not going as fast as you want is, again, it's more comfortable, right? This is about comfort zone. It is more comfortable to not look at that fear and be in this like place of being patient or waiting. So that's why that's coming forward. So we want to put a little light, like really excavate this area of that's going slow, and really ask yourself, like, what am I afraid of here? What am I afraid of here? It might not come right away, but just, or even say, like, I am ready to see what I am afraid of here. I'm ready to see the wound. I'm ready to see the trauma, the fear that is between where I am and where I want to go, because this is not supposed to be slow. This is not supposed to be like a place you're supposed to be patient. This is a place where you're supposed to be uncomfortable versus being comfortable. So actually this patience, this waiting is actually you staying in a comfort zone versus looking at what's not working, what you're afraid of that is uncomfortable for you, but that is the solution to the speed that you're looking for. Message number four, another message about pace, about speed. And you know, I'm not a push person, or like I'm never looking for speed, but it's interesting because especially when we get into spiritual and intuitive work, we're like, oh, divine timing and all that. And there's like, of course, so much truth to that. But if you're feeling like you're ready or you're manifesting and you know that there's something a little off that should move a little bit faster, like these messages are more for you. So for some of you guys, your comfort zone is actually in your pace. You're used to going a little bit slower. And I've been there myself. Like there's times that I've noticed, I'm like, oh, your muscle is kind of weak and you're just like moving slower. But then you see somebody else at the gym doing the same workouts as you and they're going through it faster. That was me with Benny today at the gym. I was like running circles around this guy. I'm like, and he hasn't gone to the gym in a while. I'm like, dude, like you are going so slow. But of course, that's kind of obviously where he's at right now. But let's say he keeps going consistently for 3 months and he's still going slow. It's not so much that like, oh, this is the right pace for him, or he's trying to, you know, make sure his body stays safe. It's like, no, at some point you've gotten comfortable with his pace, but it's okay to challenge yourself to go a little bit faster. So for me, your pace is about execution, like almost like the ideas you have and how quickly you're executing. Your pace also makes me feel like when you fall off the horse and how long it takes you to get back up, right? So like when I have a failure, how long does it take me to try that thing again? This past weekend or like 2 weeks ago, I was playing with trial reels on Instagram and I was doing it myself because a girlfriend of mine has had a lot of success with them recently and she was like telling me about them. So I'm doing them myself, which is not the usual. I usually have Sophie do them. Or do everything on Instagram. But I love, like, I'm the kind of leader that will like do everything first myself to understand it and then like kind of pass it on just so that I have a little bit of an understanding of how it works. And I do like, I don't know, two or three and they don't work. And I promise you, like at three, I was like, that's it. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like I fell off the horse three times and I was like that little kid that was like, nope, I'm not going back to horseback, like riding classes. And I'm like talking to Sophia about my frustration with like how it's, you know, it's just not working for me. And she's like, okay, how about I do this? And I'm like, so we decide that we pass it on to her and she has a much faster pace because she is so used to, especially when it comes to social, falling off the horse. Like it's not even, to her, it's not so deep, you know, it's not so emotional. She knows that in order to ride a horse, you're going to fall off the horse a lot. I am more like, no, I should be able to ride that horse fantastic like the first time that I do it. It's like a couple of years ago, my husband was trying to teach my daughter how to snowboard. And she literally thought she was going to like snap on those boots and be the best snowboarder ever. And she was appalled when she was falling. And it was like the funniest thing, the two of them on the top of the mountain, like screaming at each other. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm so happy that I don't know how to snowboard and that it is not my job to teach her how to snowboard. She was just so surprised of how much she was falling. And she actually hasn't gone back to snowboard. I told her, I'm like, I think you should ski. Come ski with me. So we'll see if we can get there this winter. But how sad, right? Like, what if she was like, oh yeah, where you look at like the boys, they're younger and they assumed they were going to fall a bunch. So they have been keeping up the sport for the last 3-4 years, regularly, all the time, not afraid of getting a little scruffed up. And they are going faster than she is when it comes to learning the sport because they are comfortable with the falling off of the horse and getting back up. So that's why they are better snowboarders than her, even though she's older, even though she's more athletic, I would say she's stronger. It doesn't matter, right? So your comfort zone is actually hidden in some of your pace. So just seeing like some of it is going to be like, it might just be time to go to the next level, right? To like move this a little bit faster. And then some of it is truly like that break, those doubt breaks, as I like to call it. Like doubt is very expensive. It is super, it's like a luxury if you're doubting yourself, honestly, because not everybody can afford to doubt themselves so much, because doubt is at the end of the day, like what makes things go slower. So are you spending your doubt a little too much? You know, are you being a little bit frivolous with your doubt? And can you shorten it a little bit and pick up that pace? And even if it feels uncomfortable, right? Because doubt still shows up, but you don't have the luxury of just like chilling in it and be like, well, I guess I'll take a year off of this podcast that I started a year ago. And it's like, like perhaps we take a week off and then we pick it up again. And like, that is what's going to, that's a different comfort zone. Like you have to almost like move through doubt faster. It's not that it goes away, but the cycle of emotion gets a little bit tighter and you still work through the emotion. You just do it in a shorter amount of time versus like spreading it out for a year and not picking up the project again. And finally, message number 5. I found this so interesting and I'm trying to give it justice. Going outside of a comfort zone for some of us is actually this beautiful homecoming to an old version of ourselves that got derailed. You know, like sometimes you think about your, 25-year-old self, your 18-year-old self, your 30-year-old self, like whatever that age is for you. And you're like, damn, like she was so brave and she was on to something. But then something happened. You know, she had kids. She got into a bad marriage. She got a bad job. She got interested in money. And we completely lost this like fire and this creativity that she had, right? Has anybody felt that? So what's beautiful is that it's not that like she went away or you lost her, is that she got comfortable somewhere along the way and she got more interested in feeling like safe and comfortable. And that's how we lost her, because the version before that you're thinking of, that you're talking about, she was just a little bit more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's why she looked so freaking cool and so amazing. And this going outside of your comfort zone, the sole purpose for it, the reason, you know, it's obviously it's going to grow your business, it's going to give you a better career, all the things. But the true soul expansion that's coming from this is that you are going to get back on path before you got derailed. It made me want to cry. It feels like it's a homecoming to a version of yourself that accidentally got lost. And there's total purpose in like that version of you getting lost, but it's time to reclaim her. And it's going to come from being comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's what she knew best. You know, like when you're younger, you can stretch better, like you're more flexible. And then as you get older, you're like, oh my God, why am I struggling to touch my toes, right? Like as we get older, we get less flexible. And that is also the equivalent to like we're less willing to be uncomfortable, right? Like, you know, now your bougie ass won't let you stay at a regular hotel. Like you have to stay at a nice hotel because you're older and you know better and you don't want to stay at a whatever hotel. Like you have to stay at the more bougie hotel. And it's the same idea, right? Like where the younger version of you would sleep on somebody's couch if that meant that she was going to be living in Spain for a month rent-free. But now you'd think twice about that, right? And that is like what we're trying to reclaim. I'm not telling you to go live on somebody's couch, but it's kind of revisiting and understanding that that's the real secret. And of course, like your level of being comfortable now is going to mean something totally different than what it meant when with that younger version of yourself. But it's still like you can still do it at this level, at this moment, in this time, and really find what that is. So for example, for me, I know that I want to travel this year. I know the business is asking me to travel, and I've had to have many conversations with my family and my kids because it is uncomfortable for me to leave my family as much as I know I'm going to have to. It is truly, truly uncomfortable for me to be alone so much. Like I'm even thinking like, can I bring my support animal with me, my dog? I don't know, but it's uncomfortable. But if I don't go outside of that comfort zone, eventually that uncomfortable feeling is going to get more comfortable. I am not going to take advantage of like of this wave that I know is coming my way. So I want to ride it, you know, and I'm more excited about riding it than being cozy and comfortable. Like I'm willing to be uncomfortable and riding this scary but also exciting wave. So I'm going to jump on it and take advantage of it. So we'll see how long it takes this little cancer girl to do that, but we're going to do that. So, and maybe we will meet a former version of myself. I don't know. So I'm, you know, I'm really excited about that, but I thought that was a beautiful message. I hope it touched your heart and just, I hope it awakened a version of you that you've been dying to let out once again. All right, friends, those are our messages for the week. May they bless you and sit with you and shift you and transform you and bring you back on that path that you have always destined to be. I love you much, and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.